Cam Percy loves suits. I'm sure he does. I can't get enough of Cam Percy and suits. The relationship's very, very strong. He's also one of our best golfers. He finished in a tie for 25th at the Barracuda Championship in the PGA Tour across the weekend, and we're watching his progress with great interest. An unusual event with some unusual happenings, and I'm sure he loves suits. Cam, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Going very well, thanks. Your suits, man?
Yeah, I've watched a few episodes, but not as many as you, that's for sure. I've only watched one or two with my wife, and that's about it. So
right.
I couldn't tell you what's going on next day.
What are you watching out there on tour at the moment? What are you binging on?
I watched Bloodline this week. My wife got me on the Bloodline. So I was in my hotel room in the casino at Reno, and I watched about 18 episodes of Bloodline, which wasn't too bad. So I got through a fair bit of that this week.
18 episodes? How'd you get that in?
Well, you go to the golf course and you're not allowed to do anything else. You go back to your room and sit in your room and that's it. You're not allowed to do anything anymore. So I've got 18 episodes in this week. I got there on Sunday, so that helped. So I got a few episodes in on Sunday.
Righto. Okay. Hey, tell us, what was it like being back out there in this alternate format system that you had played on the Barracuda Championship on the weekend? Just explain it for those playing at home. Or just explain the system you were playing under on the weekend.
Different, because we had a few friends of us say, hey, you're screwed up, you go, I don't understand, you're 16 over and you're kind of pissed, like, it makes no sense. But basically, we got a lot of those texts and phone calls this week. An albatross, which is very rare, was 8, an eagle was 5 points, a birdie 2 points, a bogey minus 1, and a double bogey minus 3. So, and effectively, whoever had the most birdies last week won, so I think that's how it worked out, so. You just want to make as many birdies as you could, and eagles were great.
So it encourages attacking golf, that format, does it?
Yeah, for sure. Because you just go for it. If you make a few bogeys, it doesn't really matter, because two birdies covers that up pretty quickly. So that was basically the idea of the week, is just to attack and attack. And the golf course, the new course, we hadn't played before, and it was really good. Much better than the other course we played. And had a few par fives we could all reach, and a few drivable par fours, and they put some pretty tough pins out, so you could take them on, or you could play safe.
So, Cam, how do you reflect on the week? Because it looks pretty good, tie for 25th, but you were also inside the top 10 for most of the first half of the event. How do you reflect back on it?
I've been really struggling. I've got something wrong with my ribs and hip and right shoulder for a couple of weeks. I basically can't hit the golf ball, and I somehow managed to hit it okay for 2 days, and then I remember I had a putt on 12 for an eagle, and it lipped out to go to 23 points, and I'm like, man, if I made that, I'd be away, and had some easy holes coming up. But the last 2 days, I basically hit the ball with one hand coming off the club, and I actually let go of the club a few times and nearly went the lake a couple of times. So I really struggled. I could barely walk or hit the golf ball on the weekend, so I've got no idea how I had, 7 or 8 points on the weekend, so I was pretty happy with that, to be honest.
So what happens as a result of that, especially under the new protocols and all that sort of thing? How do you get yourself fixed up before the next event?
I've just got a red eye home. I've just arrived home, so the physios have been working on me for 2 weeks. I've been putting needles in my back. I've been doing all sorts of stuff, and I just won't relax. I won't release. So they said go home and rest for 3 days, and then hopefully in 3 or 4 days it'll heal a bit better, and then I can start hitting golf balls again. So I think just from being at home and playing golf in a cart, not standing around for 6-7 hours a day, and then going out on tour and not practicing much because you weren't really allowed to practice much, then going on tour and whacking golf balls all day, standing on your feet, walking. And then the big thing was carrying my golf bag. Normally, at the golf course, I leave my bag in the locker room or in storage, but we weren't allowed to do that this time around with the new restart. And I was, putting 3 or 4 waters in my bag because it's been so hot, carrying my bag to the car, then carrying my bag 400 yards sometimes to my hotel room and back, and I just wrecked the right side of my shoulder and ribs and stuff doing that, I think. So I just can't release it at the moment, so it's very frustrating.
It's an amazing effort then to finish inside the top 25. So take us through what it was like during the week, because one of the reasons, apart from you doing well last week, I wanted to chat to you today was the extraordinary situation with Brandon Grace, who is one of the world's very good players. Played President's Cup, contended in majors. He's contending at the Barracuda, and all of a sudden he tests positive to coronavirus in an event that you are participating in. What was that all like?
That was really bizarre, because Jason Day a few weeks ago was not feeling very well, got tested, and they let him go off by himself. And if they had done that this week, he would have gone off first by himself in perfect conditions and probably would have won the tournament by 10 shots. So they didn't let him do that this time because he's going so well. And then we're like, well, why don't they just let him go off as a last player on the field? And they just didn't make that adjustment this time. I don't know why. I can't answer that. But it was really weird turning up. And I can't remember who played in the one, but he was behind me, I think. And it was just weird looking back. There's one guy there and no one else. But unfortunately, Brandon went to San Francisco and tested positive again on Sunday. So he's got it pretty good. Whereas most of the other guys that have tested positive have tested negative straight away. So he must have got a really good dose of it.
So when that happens, Cam, what's the conversation like within the playing cohort? I imagine concern would be one of the emotions and conversation starters, but is there stress about what it might do for the field or who else might have it on the back of it? Does it sort of have tentacles through the field in that conversation?
Oh, definitely, because I had lunch next to Brandon on Wednesday, I think. So I'm like, oh, God, like, we're wearing these wood things. We're wearing these things to track our heart rates. And it seems like every time your heart rate goes up, you get corona. That seems to be a thing. So old way, because I had lunch with him. Not with him, but like everything 6 feet away in the playground. He was definitely sitting right next to me. I hit balls next to him, all that sort of stuff. So I didn't actually play any practice rounds with him, but I was close enough to him. So the first thing you worried about is, oh, my God, have I caught it off him? So that's definitely an issue.
And so how's the family feel about you being back out there, Cam?
Well, I'm getting tested every week, so that's good. But my wife's a bit nervous when I come home. She's like, yeah, you stay over there and all that sort of stuff. But the kids just jump all over me, so they don't think too much of it. But my wife's definitely a little bit nervous because I just flew like two flights to get home today and sitting at the airport for 3 hours waiting for my flight. But in the airport, everyone's wearing a mask. Every plane, everyone's wearing a mask. Middle seats are all empty, so everyone's been pretty cautious. So I'd have to be pretty unlucky to catch it flying the way I've been doing it so far. But my wife's definitely nervous about it.
So I can understand. We haven't spoken to you for a little while. What's it like in America at the moment? Is that obviously there's still plenty of cases that we're reading about, but we're also seeing quite a fair bit happening in America. It's almost like not quite business as usual, but still a fair bit is starting to open up. How would you describe America at the moment?
It's really weird because, like, the airports, flying through the airports, like San Francisco is a huge airport with the terminal I was in, maybe had 15 restaurants, and they were all closed last night. Even the news agency stand just to get, you know, some M&Ms or something was closed. So everything's shut down there, and then if you go for dinner, it's really hard to get dinner now because you just get takeaway food. So everyone's standing in line, and you can pick it up and take it back and eat it in your hotel room. So getting food on the road is really difficult. You can't just go in a restaurant and sit down and eat because some of them are open, but it's only to get takeaway food. So that's been a real challenge on the road. And then you've just got a lot of people that, you know, some people think it's a hoax to get rid of Donald Trump. So you've got those people, and then you've got people that don't want to wear a mask because it infringes on their rights and all that sort of stuff. So you've got those sort of people, and then you've got everyone else that sort of takes it seriously and tries to do the right thing and socially distance and wear their mask and all that sort of stuff because they don't want to catch it, basically.
Cam Percy's with us, one of our favourite Australian golfers. He's tied for 25th at the Barracuda Championship on the PGA Tour last week. Just the experience of playing, Cam. We were talking to Scotty Henn last week.
Scotty Henn, yeah.
About the experience of playing in these conditions under these protocols and how different and foreign and almost alien it was for him. How have you found the playing under the protocols? No engagement, there's no real practice. You're in and out of the clubhouse straight away. There's no messing around. I imagine it's a very different experience from your perspective.
Yeah, I've found it really hard to get some. There's no atmosphere. There's no buzz. There's no. There's just no energy. And unless if you get drawn, I've been lucky. I got drawn with some good players last week. Actually, I got drawn with Ricky, who won, ended up winning the tournament, and Sam Saunders, two fantastic fellas. We had a great day, and I think that helped me play really well. Like, but if you get a group where the guy doesn't talk, he's slow, it can be really boring. It's basically just feel like having a practice round, but your score counts still for $7 million or $4 million, whatever it was we're playing for. So it's really weird, and it's just, a few guys out there doing a shot link, the officials and the guy putting the waters in the coolers on the way around, and that's all that's out there. It's really, it's almost boring because it just feels like you're playing with your buddies on a Wednesday, but it's every single day. So there's just no, normally at PGA Tour events, the energy and the buzz is fantastic, but there's just nothing, and it's really hard to get some, I haven't played very well, which hasn't helped, but it's really hard to get your energy up, I guess.
And what about, this is a left field topic for you, and you, chances are you weren't expecting to answer this question today, and you don't have to if you don't want. We had a chat to Scotty last week because we were celebrating the career of Miguel Angel Jimenez, who broke the starts record on the European Tour last week, and we were asking Scotty a bit about him, and he said this.
He's not a person that I'd want to talk to, but, you know, he's a crowd favourite, good on him. But, yeah, you know, we all have differences. It's a workplace, and it's not somebody that I get on with at all. So, you know, he may drink wine, he may smoke cigars, and he's obviously a very good golfer, but he's not a person that I'd socialise with.
So that was pretty straightforward from Scotty there, our man Scotty. Because he's got that demeanour of being the crowd favourite, a bit of a showman for the fans, Cam. But what's your relationship like with Miguel Angel Jimenez?
Yeah, I've never actually played with him myself either. I'm sure Scotty has played with him. I know a lot to do with him, but he is fun to watch. And I know, like, I think Trevor Immelman was telling me the first time he played with him, he went into the players' lounge, whatever, and he had two beers and a glass of wine, and then went out and practiced. And Trevor was there having water and a salad or something. Like he genuinely lived his life to the fullest. He'll have a cigar and a red wine, and he likes women, and he's not afraid to let you know that he likes beautiful women and all that sort of stuff. So he just lives to have a good time, which is a great attitude to have, I think. But personally, I don't know him that very well at all. And I have heard he's just a bloke, like he's not the sort of guy you'd go to the country and have a few beers with. But from the outside and from everything else, I think he lives his life pretty well.
Right, I see. That's a good time. Not a bad way to go about it. And before we let you go, we've got the PGA this week at Harding Park. What's Harding Park look like?
It's really hard. I've played there. It's really tight, and it's really hard to sort of see where you hit a lot of blind shots where you don't see your ball land. And I imagine they've got the rough pretty long as well. So, which normally you think, oh, a long rough is really tight. You need a straight hitter, but that doesn't seem to be the way it works these days because blokes just blast a mile down there and have to have a rough anyhow. So. But it's a really good golf course, very picturesque. So it should be a really good test. I imagine you're going to have to play really well to win there. You can't just flap it around and win.
And will you be back next week for the Wyndham in Greensboro?
Yeah, that's only an hour from where I live. So I'll send the physio tomorrow. I've already got the dry needle booked in, so I'll try to get my back sorted out. And Greensboro's only an hour from where I live, and I really like the golf course. So. I think I'll need a top 10, I think, or a top 15 to get my card fully exempt for next year. So I'm hopefully get my body right so I can actually compete properly, which would be nice.
I can't see that being a problem, Cam. You'll be right. You've got M&Ms to buy and news agents around airports around the country. Good on you, buddy. Nice to chat to you. Well done on the weekend with the tie for 25th, and hopefully there is that top 10. You lock things away for next season as well.
Thanks, boys. Good to talk to you.
All the best. Cam Percy, Aussie golfer with us on tour.